T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Time for other people's problems. We call it OPP for short. And Marianne's got some sort of problem that it's an age-old conundrum, I think. Marianne?
Yay!
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Hi, guys. So I have decided that I am... Okay, so I'm single. It's been a while since I've been in a serious, long relationship, and I'm kind of getting up there. I'm in my mid-30s, and I've always wanted kids. And so I have decided that since I have a great job, and I have good health insurance, and I have family nearby, and I own my own home, that I'm going to have a baby. And I'm really excited about it. So I'm kind of at a loss, though, about whether I go and, like, I don't know, go to a clinic, or if, like, I have an ex-boyfriend in mind, and he was really smart, and he was, like, overall a really nice guy, and I was thinking about calling him.
And just getting, would you have relations with him, or just get a donation from him?
I would probably just get a donation from him, because I feel like it would be less, like, I don't know, emotionally messy that way.
Right.
Yeah, I would probably just, like, ask him, like, to donate, and then, like, go to a clinic, and at least then I would know. But then there's a lot of, like, stuff that comes with that too. You know what I mean?
A lot of legal stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, when you go to a clinic,
you know
that they're a doctor, or, you know, and they're left-handed and whatever. But that
you
don't know,
right?
But so your question is about where to get the swimmers from. You don't. Are you even at all concerned that this is not? I'm not so old fashioned that I don't understand that people do this, but you're not at all thinking maybe you'll do the regular way where you meet somebody and then you guys become a couple and then you have a child together and you raise them in a two parent home.
Well,
and
I feel like that's always the ideal, but if the ideal doesn't come along, and I mean, you're not having much luck in that regard. I mean, like, I a couple things, like my biological clock is ticking. The older that you get, the more complicated and expensive pregnancies are. And then also, like, the longer I wait, I mean, not only having a baby becomes a lot more complicated, like, physically. But, like, I also want to be able to be in shape enough to take care of this on my own. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
physically, like, you know, and, like, I want to be able to run after my kid, not, like, you know, run after him with a walker. You know what I mean?
So, I have to ask you, Steve, why'd you give me the face asked about the...
When you just said that, that did not even enter my mind.
You just immediately accepted the premise that...
A single
mom. If she wants a kid, she can
there's
just...
millions of single...
There are. And I don't think there's anything wrong with... I don't want anybody to start writing their angry Facebook posts.
Right, because that's not what you were saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
But setting out to be, the goal to be a single mom, that's what cut...
I think the bulk of single moms... backed the wrong horse, got a deadbeat dude
right.
who disappeared on him.
Had
and
to
then
get
they,
rid of him.
But, isn't it so much better that I'm in the situation with eyes wide open? I mean, like, if that
yes.
A mistake shouldn't be default.
No, yes, I agree with that. In fact, you're getting your ducks in a row when most parents don't even bother.
Yeah, a child is a surprise
yes.
for most people.
And your Excel spreadsheeting this, and I love that.
Okay, so then I think we'll if anybody wants to talk about whether or not this is a good idea or not, we'll take some of those. But the bulk of what you're looking for is, do I get ex-boyfriend swimmers or clinic swimmers? I mean,
and it's not just like for, you know, I don't know. There's, I think it's just complicated because, like, do I want, I mean, like, like if he wants to be some part of the kid's life, I mean, I'm kind of open to that. This is also for the reasoning of it would be nice to have like a father figure in a friend sort of way, in a friend capacity. It's not like this ex-husband that we both hate each other's guts,
right,
and we have to share custody. It's actually more of like, oh, I mean, like we ended on good terms. And if he wanted to like be a, like, you know, a partial parent, even in the smallest capacity, I almost feel like that's better than not having anything at all.
Right. Okay, but I just wanted to point out another way to have like a father figure in your child's life is to, have a father
there
in
is,
the child.
Okay,
please stop writing your angry letters, people. I'm not so old, but it's like.
You want what's best for the child, and you're thinking.
And here's the thing. There are scientific studies that say two-parent homes are better for a child's development. Did I say a man and a woman? No, I did not.
No, you didn't.
I said a two-parent home. Yeah. You get multiple influences. You get, there's something, and like.
Well, I mean, there are going to be multiple influences anyways, because like I have an older brother, and I have, family that would be very much a part of this child's life. It's just this one role that, even though it is a, like a traditional quote unquote role, I don't know if it's something that like I'm trying to plan for a future child's point of view of their parents. And it's kind of impossible to do right, but I'm going to do my best.
I love where your head's at. You've thought of all the angles or a lot of the angles and you're being very logical.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that.
I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope it all works out for you. And we're going to try to figure out.
So the question is,
where do I get the swimmers from?
Or is this a weird thing? The goal,
I think we ask both.
Okay.
You don't want to be talked out of this. And I respect that. But I just think.
I just know our listeners. They're going to probably.
There may be a few people who want to talk you out of it.
Have some umbrage.
Yes. Some umbrage.
Yeah, I get it. I don't. I'm like, I am. I have made up my mind, and I do understand. Like, I do understand the pitfalls, and like, it's going to be really, really difficult. But I feel like I would rather have it be difficult than not have the experience at all. And like, I also don't think waiting around for someone else.
Yeah, there is that.
Is like the way to go either.
And hope that they're a good guy.
A big life decision.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoping that route. There's a lot of dice rolling and hoping. And
Marianne, hang on right there. We're going to get you some advice on where to buy swimmers at. Off as, I don't want to be a fuddy duddy.
You're not being a cod. You weren't. You're being a dad.
And I'm not old.
You're being a dad. You're seeing your role not being needed in this woman's situation. And you're just like, hey, as a dad, let me throw some things out there that maybe you haven't thought
and
of.
And I don't think you have to give. She's giving up because of her biological clock. It's like, well, ideally, I'd like to have a husband and kids and the whole thing. But if it hasn't happened up to now, so I might as well just. If you give up on it, then it's definitely not going to happen.
Yes.
So don't give up.
I know, but she's taking a different route that she's still going to get what she needs. Yeah. Right.
You who pulled out of the middle of wants.
No,
it is what she wants and she doesn't need this. You know, that's true.
All right. Maybe.
So bottom line is Marianne wants to know, should she go to the ex-boyfriend to get the swimmers
or go to the regular,
the bank of swimmers.
Yeah.
And I am just kind of throwing in or should she ride it out and try to do this whole thing the old fashioned way? Rob?
Yes, yeah, guy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think while I applaud her and I commend her for wanting to be a single mother, because women are amazing parents anyway, I'm looking at it from the kid's point of view, and the kid is 6, 8, 10 years old, and go, what's my father's name? Oh, your father's name is XJ1C2 from the clinic. I just think that it'd be really hard for the kid to
What difference does it make if the father's name is Tom and he's just never come around?
Because Tom probably has the picture that the baby will be able to see, or the kid will be able to see and understand who the father is instead of just some number. I don't know. It just seems very, again, I applaud her for it, but it just doesn't seem, I don't know.
You're kind of in the place that I am or was. Like you think she should wait and see if it happens. The quote
naturally.
natural way.
I mean, I do, yes. And, you know, the less you look, the quicker you are to find someone. It's how it's always happened for me.
Wow.
Nice.
Thank you for the call. Maybe the swimmer banks will start showing you pictures where they can do like a composite or an avatar. Wow. XJ195 could have a little, well, look, this is what his Bitmoji. Then it wouldn't, because my Bitmoji looks a lot like me.
Oh, I've never seen your Bitmoji.
I'll send you one right now.
Okay.
Heather?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. What do you think?
So, seriously, life happens. I planned everything. I was married. I planned my marriage. I planned my baby, for goodness sake. And life happens.
So what does that mean? You got pregnant when you weren't expecting it? Or you? What are you telling her to do?
I planned my pregnancy with my husband. The baby was born. Husband left. Oh. I'm stuck with a four-month-old child. He quit his job. Seriously? If she truly wants a baby, she needs to go to a sperm donor. And this is what my mom, this is my mom's advice. Because she had to pay for my divorce and because I couldn't afford it. And she said, you should have just gone to a sperm donor.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Things could go south then.
And can I just tell you how Catholic my mother was?
And she still thought it would have been better to have your child Absolutely. With somebody anonymous than this dude.
Dang.
Yeah. Because if you want your kid, you ultimately are I don't want to say stuck, but you love your child. You chose your child. You picked your child.
So you're telling her, but then don't go to the ex-boyfriend. Just get somebody totally anonymous and do it that way. Thank you for the call. Haley?
Yay.
What do you think?
She should get the swimmers.
Okay, why?
Because I personally believe I can live without a man, but I can't live without kids. So she can do it.
So then you're on her side. Where should she get them from? Should she go anonymous or should she go to the bank?
I would not go with an ex. I know she mentioned that. My exes are very nice, but I would not want to be stuck with them forever.
Yeah.
So she should go get a donation and
Have you done it?
No, I actually have been saving to adopt. I just got married actually 3 months ago, but I'm older as well. Wasn't sure if I was going to have kids, so I've been saving to adopt because I knew I wouldn't be able to live without him personally.
Wow.
And you, Haley, you said you can definitely live without a man, but if you have kids, can they live without a father? Are they going to be good without a man? Or?
Are you kidding me? My dad is awesome. They would have the best grandpa in the world, and they would have an awesome man to look up to, but
boom.
I'm not going to wait for the right person to come along because what if he doesn't come along until I'm 45. That's okay, but I want a kid before then.
Okay. Good for you, Haley.
You've got it.
Nice.
Yeah. Figured out for you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just an old fuddy-duddy here thinking, Annie?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
So I was in a very similar situation, and I had a friend of mine offer to impregnate me, and I just made sure legally, like on the birth certificate, I'm the only parent, and he signed away all legal rights, but my daughter knows that that's her dad and they have a great relationship, and it's actually worked out beautifully for me.
But legally
he doesn't pay, he doesn't have custody, nothing.
Free and clear legally?
Yep, free and clear legally. And I'm very anal, so I just saved up enough money for other daycare and healthcare costs, knowing that I'd be like a single parent, and it's really all worked out.
And it's not confusing to have him pop into your daughter's in and out. Yeah. Is it?
Nope. Not at all.
Wow. Okay.
Because that's all she knows. So that's the way it is.
But does he want to be called dad? Does he have to tell her stop?
No. Well, she just calls him by his first name. She's only three. And it all works out. But she knows that it's her dad.
You're the first person to say get it from him. Most everybody's been shying away from. They're like, get him from somebody anonymous. But if everybody's got their brain on straight and
can
understand their roles.
And I talked about going to a sperm bank, and he was like, well, don't you want her to know, like, or your baby at the time, like, to know who her family is and background and stuff? And I was like, that would be nice. And And just by talking about it, he was like, well, I'd be willing to do that for you. And
wow.
And you had relations.
Have to be all mine.
And you had relations.
Yes.
Wow.
Was it romantic or like medicinal? Like you were just doing it just for.
It's a great question.
Wait, say that again.
Was there romance involved in the relations, or was just like impregnate me and get out?
Well, I mean, we were very close friends, so it was like, it was a nice thing, but it wasn't.
Wow, that's
okay.
Steve's just so nervous. Know, he's like, right? Yeah, somehow you're going to come back and go, I want back child support.
Exactly.
Like, I don't have it. It wasn't that romantic for me.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.